So, follow-up report on patient Laura James. Follow-up date is 5/2/22. Patient with history of palpitation, underwent loop recorder implantation period. Patient was recently completing a multiple episodes of palpitation period. Patient's loop recorder interrogation showed multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is completing a shunt sub-breath dizziness period. Past medical history, anxiety, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflex disease. Current medications, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, aspirin, metoprolol, famotidine, hydrochlorothiazide. Inhalers, period. On examination, blood pressure 139/70, VLC 60, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1/6, systole, murmur, heard of the left and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimated, no edema, clicking machine, number 1, paroxysm, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, which is well controlled, recommendation. Patient frequent episodes of atrial fibrillation. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and early frequency ablation versus Medicare treatment. Patient like to undergo ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80%. And sometime need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Margaret Smith.